最近在读诗篇。
Recently, we're reading Psalms.
今天晚上我们来看诗篇的119篇。
Tonight, let's read Psalm 119.
诗篇119篇差不多是圣经最长的一卷。
Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible.
那从第一节到最后一节都有神的话这一个字。
And from the first verse to the end, it has the word your testimony, your word.
那如果我们读到完我们会有一个结论神的话是非常超越的神的话是非常好的。
So if we read to the end, we will come to know that God's word is transcendent and that God's word is very good.
我们今天有一本圣经可以读这是极大的恩典。
Today, we can have the Bible, a copy of the Bible to read. This is indeed a great blessing.
因为只有圣经是神的道。
Because only the Bible is the word of God.
圣经以外都是人的道。
Other than the Bible, are humans' teachings.
那人的道跟神的道有很大的差别。
And teachings of man are very different from the teachings of God.
我们现在看119篇的89节。
Now let's first read Psalm 119 verse 89.
诗篇119篇的89节。
Psalm 119 verse 89. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven.
这个地方讲神的话安定在天。
Here says your word is settled in heaven.
神无所不在。
God is omnipresent.
所以他讲的话在整个宇宙的每一个角落都适用的。
So his words are applicable in any corner of the universe.
因为神是宇宙的王。
Because God is the king of the universe.
那比起神的话来讲我们人的话都是有限的。
So compared to God's words, words of humans are limited.
比方说美国的法律、英国的法律都不一样。
For example, the laws of the U.S. and the laws of U.K. are different.
这是人发明出来的。
And these laws are man-made.
照着各个地方的需要设定。
And they're established according to the needs of each location.
那只有神的话在每一个地方都适用。
But only the word of God is applicable to any location in the world.
所以非洲人读的圣经跟我们读的是一样。
Therefore, the Africans, they read the same copy of the Bible as us.
并没有不同。
There is no difference.
这个叫安定在天。
This is what it means, settled in heaven.
以后如果没有机会上到月球，我们带的圣经还是一样。
In the future, if we have a chance to visit the moon, we will also carry the same copy of the Bible.
那直到永远。
Your faith endures to all generations.
这个直到永远呢，就是没有时间限制。
I'm sorry, forever, O Lord. Forever means that there is no limitation on time.
新约圣经大概是2000年前写的。
The New Testament is written perhaps about 2000 years ago.
旧约圣经大概3600年前写的。
And the Old Testament perhaps is written about 3600 years ago.
那这么长的时间神的话没有改过一个字。
But after such a long period of time has passed, not a single word of God had been changed.
翻译的版本一直在改进。
And the different versions of translations have always been improved.
使我们的翻译越来越接近原来的意思。
So that the translations becomes more and more as accurate as possible to the original text.
但是神的话本身时间改变了，它并没有改变。
But the word of God itself, although time has changed, but the word of God never changes.
所以有人在讲这个世界文化进步这么多，我们还在读2000年前写的圣经吗？
So some people would ask, saying that the world technology has advanced so much, but yet we're still reading a book that is written 2000 years ago.
不错，因为神的话安定在天，直到永远。
Yes, they are right, because the word of God is settled in heaven.
那这两个条件 是真理所必须的条件。
So these two conditions are the two prerequisites that the truth must have.
啊，每个地方都适用，每一个时代都适用。
So it is applicable in every location and as well as in every generation.
啊，这个叫做神，神的话的超越。
So this is what it means, the transcendence of the Word of God.
好，那我们现在看130节。
Now let's first read verse 130. Psalm 119, verse 130. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple.
这里讲神的言语一解开就发亮光。
So here says that the entrance of God's words gives light.
啊，这个神的话是隐藏的。
God's words are hidden.
啊，所以圣经说拿给不认识之人讲，他说我不懂。
Therefore, the Bible says that if you show it to the illiterate, they will say, I do not understand.
但是拿给认识之人讲，啊，他讲这个是封住的。
But to the literate, it says that it's been sealed.
啊，所以啊，我们看你很多的慕道朋友啊，每一个字他都懂，每一句话都懂，里面讲什么他就是不懂。
So some truth seekers, they can understand every word, every sentence, but yet they cannot understand the content of the Bible.
所以这个神的话要解开啊，人就可以看到它里面的意思。
So the words of God has to be explained, only then can they, or be opened, only then they can understand the meaning.
那解开神的话啊，一个啊最重要的啊方法就是靠着圣灵。
So to open or to reveal the word of God, one important way is to rely on the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣说，我有很多话告诉你。
The Lord Jesus says that I have many words to tell you.
但是你现在不能明白，不能领会。
But now you still cannot understand.
那只等真理的圣灵来，他就要引导你们进入真理。
Only when the Spirit of Truth comes, will He lead you into the truth.
所以圣灵叫做真理的圣灵。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth.
哦，那圣灵会给我们有属灵的领悟力。
So the Holy Spirit will give us this a spiritual discernment.
啊，让我们能够了解神的话。
So that we can understand the Word of God.
所以有时候我们看慕道朋友听不懂，但是得到圣灵以后啊，就没有问题。
So sometimes we see the truth seekers, they first come and they don't understand, but as soon as they receive the Holy Spirit, they understand everything.
啊，因为圣灵让他有领悟力，他一听就听懂。
It is because the Spirit gives them discernment, therefore, as soon as they hear it, they understand.
啊，他就看到神语话里面的亮光。
And they're able to see the light in God's words.
啊，那我们在聚会也是这样。
So likewise, when we're attending a service.
啊，如果教会里面有推行会前祷告。
And if the church has this campaign of a prayer before service.
啊，大家祷告，圣灵在带领。
Then everyone prays and the Holy Spirit guides everyone.
啊，神的话我们能够听得很清楚。
Then we will be able to understand the word of God very clearly.
可以看到里面的亮光。
And we can see the light within the word.
那就大家就觉得说，哎，听道理很有兴趣。
Then and in this way, everyone would have great interest in listening to sermons.
那精神就很好，很好，精神啊，聚会精神就很好。
Then our spirit of attending church services will be very good.
但是有时候我们如果没有认真祷告
，But if we do not focus in our prayer,
就是没有神在。感动我们，神的话好像听不懂。
And if God doesn't move us, then we may not understand the word of God.
啊，听不懂就会觉得很无聊。
And if we don't understand the word of God, then we will become bored.
啊，聚会的精神就不好。
Then our attitude in attending worship services will become bad.
啊，所以这里讲神的话要解开啊，就发亮光。
So here says the entrance of God's words gives light.
啊，那这个亮光要做什么？
And then what does this light do?
我们看105节。
Let's read verse 105.
诗篇119篇105节。
Psalm 119 verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
这里讲，你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。如果没有灯，没有光，我们晚上就不晓得往哪里去走。
So if there's no lamp and light, then at night we will not know which direction to go.
那船在海上开，如果没有灯、没有光，船就迷路了。
So if a ship is on the ocean, there's no light, if there's no light, then it will get lost.
那神的话, 是我们脚前的灯, 路上的光。
So God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.
所以如果圣经的话, 我们看得很清楚, 我们人生的目标, 人生的方向就很清楚。
So if you are clear on the words of God, then our goal and direction of life will also be very clear.
我们就知道我们每一天为什么活着。
Then we will know the purpose of our lives.
这样就不会迷失了。
Then only through this way that we will not get lost.
那世界上有很多人。
So in this world, there are many people.
他不认识神的话。
They do not know the word of God.
所以他的人生没有目标。
Therefore, their lives are without purpose.
有的虽然有目标，但是那个目标跟圣经的不一样。
And some of them perhaps do have some goals, but their goals is different from that of the Bible.
所以他们是迷失的。
So therefore, they are lost.
因为没有办法达到神要我们去的目标。
Because they're not able to pursue the goal that God wants us to have.
所以我们一生读神的话很重要。
So therefore, it's very important for us to read God's words in our daily lives.
我们再来看。 110节
Now let's read verse 110. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts.
这个地方说我不偏离你的训词。
Here says, I have not strayed from your precepts.
什么是偏?
What does it mean to stray?
有时候我们跟别人意见不一样，我没有办法说你偏了。
So sometimes we have different opinions with others, but we will not say that they have strayed.
因为你有你的意见，我有我的意见。
Because you can have your opinion, and I can have mine.
只是意见不一样，谁都不能说谁偏了。
So we just simply have different opinions. No one has the right to say who has strayed.
要讲偏，就是要有一个正的，跟正的不一样，叫做偏。
So to determine if someone has strayed, then you need to have the standard, the correct standard.
那个正的就是不会改变的，绝对的对。
So that standard that is correct is unchanging and it's absolute truth.
那个正的就是神的话。
So that the correct thing is God's words.
因为时间拉这么长，它从来没有改变。
Because even with the passing of time, it has never changed.
那时间再往下去，它也不会改变。
And even if time continues to go forward, it will not change.
这本圣经印这么多版本，这么多人读都没有改变。
So this Bible has been printed in many different versions, and many people have read it, but it has never changed.
这是神的话。
This is the word of God.
所以跟神的话不一样，叫做偏。
So if we go a different way from the Bible, it means we have strayed.
所以世界上什么叫偏？跟神不一样，跟神的本性不一样，跟神的旨意不一样，跟神的话不一样，那个叫做偏。
So in this world, how can we determine if someone has strayed? And that is if that person has deviated from God. From God's will, God's word, and God's divine nature.
所以没有神的话，就没有什么偏不偏的。 每个人各行其道。
So therefore, if there's no God's word as the standard, then we cannot determine who has strayed, because everyone would just live according to their own ways.
那既然偏，就是表示说他达不到目的。
So if that person has strayed, it means that this person cannot arrive at his destination.
就是达不到荣耀神，这个我们人生最重要的目标。
Or purpose, which is that this person cannot glorify God, which is the ultimate goal and purpose of us.
或者说达不到天国，得到永生。
Or that they cannot arrive at the destination of heaven, which is to receive eternal life.
因为已经偏了。
Because they have gone astray.
所以神的话是脚前的灯，路上的光，我们照神的话去做。 永远不会后悔，因为我们人生永远走在正道上面。
So therefore, if the word of God is the lamp and a light unto our feet and path, then we will never regret because we are walking on the right way.
神的话是我们智慧的来源。
And the word of God is the source of our wisdom.
谁最有智慧？
So who has the most wisdom?
神最有智慧。
God has the most wisdom.
那神讲的话就是智慧的来源。
So therefore, the words that God says is the source of wisdom.
所以圣经怎么让我们有智慧？读圣经就是有智慧。
So how can we have more wisdom? It is simply just to read the Bible.
我们的想法跟圣经的想法一样，就是有智慧。
If our thoughts is the same as that of the Bible, then you have wisdom.
那这个讲的智慧不是地上的。
But the wisdom we talk about here is not the earthly wisdom.
不是说圣经读一读，我就可以赚更多钱，书可以读更好。
It does not mean that if we read the Bible, then we can earn more money or that we can do better academically.
那是地上的智慧。
Because that refers to the earthly or worldly wisdom.
那神的话是让我们有属灵的智慧。
But the word of God is to give us spiritual wisdom.
好，我们现在来看诗篇119篇。
Now let's continue reading Psalm 119.
97节。
Verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day.
这里讲我何等爱慕的律法，我终日不住的思想，整天都在想神的话。
So every day, we meditate on the word of God.
那为什么会想神的话？因为我爱慕你的律法。
And why do we meditate? Why does he meditate on God's word? Because I love your law.
所以要爱才会想，你不爱你就不会想。
So therefore, only with love will you meditate or think about it. If you don't love, then you will not meditate or think about it.
那要爱神的话，一定有一个原因啊。
And in order to love God, you must have a reason.
所以从98节开始，我们可以看到神的话给我们的智慧。
So starting in verse 98, we can see how the word of God gives us wisdom. Verse 98, you, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me.
这里讲，你的命令存在我心里，比我的仇敌更有智慧。
Here says, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies.
其实我从圣经来讲那应该是在世界上没有敌人。
This would mean that we have no enemies on this earth.
那怎么样解决我们的敌人？
Therefore,
解消我们的敌人。
So how can we remove or reduce our enemies?
所以我们看到很多的恐怖分子，就是你杀他，然后他的孩子会起来报复。
So we see that in a lot of terrorists, you kill the terrorists, and the terrorists' son would come back and revenge and kill you.
没有办法解决。
So there is no way to solve this problem.
那神的话神的话告诉我们要爱你的敌人，会逼迫你的祷告。
But God's words encourage us to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute you.
这就像炭火堆在他头上。
This is like heaping coals on their heads.
他会受感化，结果敌人就消失了。
So they will be touched, and therefore you have a reduce or remove one enemy.
那这个就是圣经胜过敌人的方法。
So this is the advice that the Bible gives for us to overcome our enemies.
不是把他杀掉，是把他感动过来变成朋友。
Which is not to murder or kill him, but to move him so that he becomes your friend.
我们有一个最大的敌人就是魔鬼。
And we have one greatest enemy, and that is the devil.
魔鬼看到我们，我们看不到魔鬼。
The devil can see us, but we cannot see the devil.
魔鬼比我们力量大。
And the devil has greater strength than us.
所以我们没有办法战胜魔鬼。
Therefore, it's impossible for us to overcome the devil.
但是这里讲神的命令在我心里，我就会比敌人有智慧，我会比魔鬼有智慧。
But here says that if God's words are ever with me, then I will be wiser than my enemies, which is the devil.
所以圣经说，我们并不是不知道魔鬼的计谋。
So the Bible says that it is not that we do not know the tricks of Satan.
我们怎么知道魔鬼的计谋？
Or the devil. How do we know the tricks of the devil?
圣经读得很熟。再来，神的灵在感动我们。
To know the tricks is to be very well versed in the Bible and for the Spirit to move us.
那我们就知道魔鬼的计谋。
Then only then we will know the tricks of the devil.
我们就可以胜过魔鬼的计谋。
Then we can overcome the strategies of the devil.
比方说， 魔鬼借着当时的人把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
For example, the devil uses the people of that generation to put Jesus on the cross.
但是却借着这个方法成全了救恩。
But yet it is through this way that a salvation has been fulfilled.
可见这个神的话神的旨意隐藏有无穷的智慧。
Therefore, we can see that God's words and God's will is, has hidden many of his, limitless wisdom.
所以如果我们照神的话来做就不会被魔鬼打倒。就是这么简单。
So therefore, if we simply obey and follow the words of God, then we will not be defeated by the devil. It is just so simple.
好，那我们现在再来看99节。
Now let's read verse 99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation.
这个地方讲，我比师父更聪达。
Here says, I have more understanding than all my teachers.
这个老师应该是要教我们的人。
Teachers are supposed to teach us.
那教我们的一定是比我们还聪明。
So if there's someone that teach us, then they must surely be smarter than us.
但是这里说，因为我思想你的法度，所以我就比我的师父更通达。
But here says, because I meditate on your testimonies, therefore I have more understanding than my teachers.
所以我们如果有神的话在内心。
So if we have the word of God in our hearts,
我们比教我们的老师就更聪明。
Then we will be smarter than the teachers that teach us.
因为圣经里面很多很重要的主题
Because the Bible has many important themes.
最后的答案就是神的话。
And the final answer is the word of God.
什么是人
What is man?
人从哪里来？
Where does man come from?
人往哪里去？
Where will man go?
人活着要做什么？
And what is the purpose of man?
什么是婚姻?
What is marriage?
什么是家庭?
What is family?
什么是生命?
What is life?
什么是永生?
What is eternal life?
什么是天国?
What is heaven?
什么是地狱?
What is hell?
这个圣经讲的就是最后的答案。
So, the answers to all these, the final answer is the Bible. The ultimate answer is the Bible.
所以任何一个人给我们的答案如果跟圣经不一样，圣经是对的。
So if anyone else gives us an answer, different from the Bible, then we have to know that the answer from the Bible is the right one.
所以我们懂神的话，我们就比师父更通达。
So if we know God's words, then we are smarter than our teachers.
因为神创造一切。
Because God is the creator of everything.
他给我们一个手册，就是圣经。
He has given us a manual, which is the Bible.
所以透过圣经，我们就了解神创造的一些目的跟它的意义。
So through the Bible, we understand the purpose and the meaning of God's creation.
所以我比我的师父更通达。
Therefore, I have more understanding than all my teachers.
因为我思想你的法度。
For your testimonies are my meditation.
比方说。
For example,
如果问世界上很多人，为什么人生这么多问题？
So if we ask people in the world, why is there so many problems in this world today?
那他一定跟你讲很多很多很多的原因。
So they will come up with many, many different reasons.
我们自己的原因，社会的原因。
The problem is because of us, because of society.
但是如果我们回到圣经来看。
But if we come back to the Bible and look.
这么多的问题。根本的原因是因为人离开神。
That there are so many problems in the world, the ultimate reason is that because men have departed from God.
这是问题的根源。
This is the root of the problem.
所以我们在看问题跟世界上人看问题不太一样。
Therefore, when we view a problem, it's different from the perspective of the people of the world.
如果我们重新回来找神。
And if we once again return and seek after God,
跟神建立关系,
and to establish a relationship with God,
开始读神的话,
and we start to read the word of God,
照神的话来生活,
and to live according to the word of God,
开始求圣灵,
and we start to pray for the Holy Spirit,
被神的圣灵充满,
and to be filled with the Spirit of God,
你就发现这个生活的问题一个一个解决,
then we will realize that one by one our problems in lives are being solved.
这最根本的解决问题就是回到神的 的身旁跟他建立关系。
So the most basic way to solve our problems is to come back to the side of God and to establish a relationship with Him.
所以我比师父更通达。
So therefore, I have more understanding than all my teachers.
因为圣经给我们的答案实在有时候是很简单的。
So very often, the answers given by the Bible is very simple.
好，那我们现在再回来看下面一节100节。
Now let's read the next verse, 100. I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts.
这里讲我比年老的更明白。
Here says, I understand more than the ancients.
老年人有什么？
So what do the ancients have?
老年人有经验。
The ancients, they have experience.
我们人生经过的事情应该经过老年人都有经过。
So, many of our life experiences, the ancients have experienced them.
所以他的经验变成他的智慧的一部分。
So therefore, their experiences became part of their wisdom.
但是老年人如果他不认识神，他的智慧也很有限。
But if the ancients do not know God, then their wisdom is also very limited.
很多问题他也答不出来。
And there will be many problems that they also have no answers.
一个最简单的问题。
And one very basic problem.
请问你年纪这么大，那你前面的目标是什么？
Now that you are aged, may I ask what does your future look like?
他讲不出来。
Then they will have no answer.
他以为死就完了。
Because they may think that death is the only solution and that ends everything.
但是如果我们圣经读得很熟，
But if we are well versed with the Bible,
我们就知道死的那一天，我们灵魂就出来，要回到神那里去。
We know that on the day we die, our soul will depart and go back to God.
所以我们是比老年人更通达。
So this shows that we're more wise than the ancients.
所谓看透人生，什么叫做看透人生？
So what does it mean to have seen it all in life?
一般人所谓看透人生就是看到死为止。
So some people say that they have seen through life means that they have seen life until death.
看开一点，反正死就结束了。
So they may tell us that just relax, because even if death will end everything.
但是我们讲的看透人生不是这个意思。
But when we say that we can see through life, we do not have the same meaning.
我们是看到死以后回到神那个地方去。
So we can see through life, it means that after we die, we know that we will return back to God.
那是好的无比。
And that is something that is so good beyond compare.
所以年纪大，我们不会害怕。
So therefore, even as we grow older, we will not fear.
因为我们知道我们的盼望是什么。
Because we know what is our hope.
所以我比老年人的更明白。
Therefore, we understand more than the ancients.
所以有时候我们看有一些人退休了没事情做，天天就在送一些 email 在讲做事做人的什么原则啦智慧。
So we see that some people who are retired, they like to send out emails and write about theories or on how to live.
其实对一个有信人来讲。
But to those people who have faith,
最好的人生箴言就是圣经神的话。
So the best teachings or advice are the words of the Bible.
是我们比老年人更明白。
So that we can understand more than the ancients.
我们看101节。
Now let's read verse 101. I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word.
这里讲我要禁止我脚走一切邪路，为着要遵守你的道。如果我们走在神的话上，就不会走邪路。
So if we walk on the word of God, then we will not go astray.
那102节，我就没有偏离你的典章，人生就不会偏了。
So in verse 102, then we will not depart from your judgments, and we will not go astray.
所以我们的一生就很稳固。
Then our entire life will be very stable.
所以我们如果看我们一生就不会后悔了。
Then our entire lives will have no regrets.
所以有时候真的我们明白神的话，就走在上面，这样就对了。
Therefore, truly, if we just have to understand God's words and to walk on it.
这是智慧的来源。
And this shall be the source of wisdom.
让我们生活不会偏。
and make our lives not go astray.
所以我们回来看 第一章 119篇的第一节。
Now let's come back to Psalm 119, verse 1. Verse 1, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord.
这里讲行为完全遵行神律法，这个人变为有福了。Here
says, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord.
第二节。
Verse 2, blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart.
这两节都讲这人变为有福。So
these two verses mentions, blessed are these two kinds of people.
什么样的人有福?
So what kind of people are blessed?
遵行神律法的人。
It is those who keep the law of God.
为什么?
Why?
第二节,
Verse 2,
遵行神律法,这个就是一心寻求神。
So blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart.
寻求神的话就是寻求神。So
seeking God's word is to seek after God.
圣经说神就是道。Because
the Bible says God is the word.
那神就是恩典的来源。And
God is the source of all grace and blessings.
所以寻求神,人就会有神的恩典。So
if someone seeks after God, then he will have the grace of God.
不要求恩典,你就是寻求神。
So you don't have to ask for grace and blessings. You just have to seek God, and then grace and blessings will automatically come.
神一同在,
so as and if God abides with you, then you naturally will have peace.
没有忧愁, 没有害怕,
you will have no sorrow and no fear.
神一同在,
when God abides with you, you naturally will have joy.
因为内心很满足,
because within you, you are very satisfied and feel very sweet.
那神一同在,
and if God abides with you, then he will take care of your daily physical needs.
所以第二节才讲遵守。 他的法度,一心寻求他,这两个有关系的。遵守神的道,就是在寻求神。So
therefore, verse 2 tells us that keeping God's testimonies and seeking after him are related.
那第一节,行为完全遵守神的话,这两个也是合在一起的。So
verse 1, blessed are the undefiled and walk in the law of the Lord, these two are also related.
因为神是 神的话是完全的,
because the word of God is perfect.
所以我们如果用神的话来塑造我们的观念,
so if we use God's words to mold our mindset,
那我们的观念就是完全的,
then our thoughts and minds will be or values will be perfect.
那观念会影响生活,
and our values will affect our lifestyle.
那我们的生活也是完全的。
Then through this way, our lifestyle or can also be perfect.
那如果一个人在神面前是完全的,
and if a person is perfect before God,
他是义的,
then he is a righteous man.
神一定会纪念,会看顾这样的人。
And God will surely remember and protect such kind of man.
那对神的话有什么态度?
So then what attitude should we have towards the word of God?
我们可以来看41节。
Now let's read one, Psalm 119 verse 41.
诗篇 119篇,
Psalm 119, verse 41. Let your mercies come also to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word.
好,我们再看43节。
Let's read verse 43. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in your ordinances.
这里讲,我仰望你的典章。
So here says that, okay, verse 43, I have hoped in your ordinances.
所以你的话不离开我的口。
Therefore, take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth.
所以一个人对神的话有一种仰望,
So we ought to have hope in God's words.
神的话里面有很多的应许。
In God's words, there are many promises.
这个应许就是一张支票,
and these promises are likened to a check.
是要给我们,
it is for us.
所以我们能够领受神的话,就是领受神的应许。
So if we can accept the word of God, means that we can accept his promises.
我们先看42节。
Now let's read verse 42. So shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word.
我依靠 你的话,
for I trust in your word.
神的话,
so God's word is our trust.
因为它是安定在天了, 直到永远,
because it is it's settled in heaven.
比方说约瑟从小哦，他就看到异象。
For example, Joseph, since young, he had seen a vision.
哦，他的兄弟都要向他下拜。
And that his brothers would bow down to him.
后来他到埃及，他被卖了，卖到埃及去。
And afterwards, he was sold to Egypt.
圣经说神的话试炼他。
The Bible says that the word of God tested him.
为什么？
Why?
因为为什么神跟他讲的跟事实上不一样？
Why is it that what God told him was different from reality?
那他一直信靠，到最后神的话就实现。
But he kept trusting, and in the end, God's word came true.
所以神的话是我们的依靠。
So therefore, we have to put trust in God's word.
我们到非洲去啊，常常会感受到一件事情。
So when we go to Africa, we will always experience this.
你请他帮忙什么都是 no problem.
Whatever you ask them, they will always answer you, no problem.
听很舒服，哇 ，no problem.
So when you hear that answer, you feel good. Okay, no problem.
到最后，每一件事情都有问题。
But in the end, everything has problems.
为什么
？Why?
因为他做不来。
Because they cannot complete their promises.
那有的是他做得来，他也不愿意做。
But some of them, they can do the task, but they're not willing to do so.
但是神的话，神有能力去做。
But God's word, God is different. God has the ability to complete it.
他是信实的，他也愿意做。
And he is faithful and he is willing to do it.
我们看44节。
Let's read verse 44. So shall I keep your law continually forever and ever.
接下去就是要遵守神的话。
So next we have to keep God's law.
好，45节。
45. And I will walk at liberty for I seek your precepts.
这里讲我素来考究你的训词。
So here says I seek your precepts.
就是说我们常常在思想神的话。
So this means that we are constantly meditating, thinking about the word of God.
那神的话会带给我们心中充满着光。
So the word of God will bring light into our hearts.
好，我们现在再来看46节。
Now let's read verse 46.I will speak of your testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed.
我要在君王面前论说你的法度。我们要谈论神的话。
So we should discuss about the word of God.
所以如果对圣经的话有感受，那彼此交换在谈论，这个是一个非常让我们心里很喜乐的一个体验。
So if we are moved or touched by the words of God and we're able to share it, then this will gives us very precious experiences.
因为神的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because the word of God is spirit and it is life.
所以谈论神的话，让我们能够得到造就，得到满足。
So therefore, let's speak of God's testimony of God's word, so that we can be edified and be satisfied.
47节。
Verse 47, and I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love.
这里讲我要在你的命令中自乐。
Here says I will delight myself in your commandments.
什么叫自乐？
What is to delight?
就是我们自己在家里
myself.
在读圣经，在思考。
So it means at home we read the Bible and we meditate ourselves.
领悟神的话一种喜乐，叫做在神的话中自乐。
So this delight is happens when we come to understand the word of God.
所以有一次我在那个Sacramento 他们在查考约伯记。
One time in Sacramento, they were studying the book of Job.
我就在旁边听啊。
And I was on the side listening to their discussion.
其实约伯记里面很深啊。
So actually, the book of Job is rather deep.
我看他们在那里讨论约伯记，讨论到很高兴，我也很高兴。
But I see that they're so happy discussing the book of Job that when I see their happiness, I myself became happy as well.
为什么？
Why?
因为信徒能够在神的话中得到喜乐那这个就是信仰的成长。
So it's because if the members can derive joy from the word of God, this shows that they're growing spiritually.
真的，神的话是我们喜乐的来源。
So indeed, the word of God is the source of our joy.
好，我们现在看看111节。
Now let's read verse 111. Okay, 111. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart.
这个地方讲神的法度哈、哦、是我的产业。
So here says your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever.、
哦、所以有神的话，这个人就很富足。
Therefore, if a person has the word of God, then this person is very wealthy.
啊，不是物质的，是心灵上，是灵性上很富足。
It is not material wealth, but it's a spiritual and wealth.
啊啊，所以如果我们看啊七十二节。
Let's read verse 72. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver.
你口中的序言与我有益，胜过千万的金银。啊，我这个神的话胜过千万的金银。
So so the word of God is better than thousands of coins of gold and silver.
啊，所以有神的话啊，我们真的觉得很稳固。
So therefore, with the words of God, we truly can feel very secure.
啊，每一件事情看得很清楚。
We're able to see things very clearly.
啊啊，每一个问题都有。最后的答案。
And we will have an answer to every problem.
啊，那我们就觉得我们活着真的是很平稳。
So therefore, when we will live lives feeling very secure and stable.
啊，神的话真的是非常的宝贵。
So therefore, the word of God is indeed very precious. Now let's sing a hymn.
24首。
24.